Calvin.
Hi, baby.
What are you doing here? It's not the right time.
Of the lunar cycle. I know that. It's just the county's going into lockdown at midnight tonight, and I don't know when I'm going to be able to visit again. I just had to see your beautiful face once more.
Oh, baby. You shouldn't have come.
Don't worry. I was careful. I washed my hands. I stayed 6 feet away from folks as much as I could. Even the guys who were patting me down were wearing masks.
No, I mean, yes, all those things are good. But it's not what I'm talking about. The moon is going dark in less than a week, and he's...
Amy?
He's here.
Hi, Jake.
What the hell are you doing here?
Well, the county's going...
Into lockdown. Yeah, I know. Boo-hoo.
It's actually really serious.
Oh, you know what's serious? Moving night. You think about that? You come here crying about your quarantines and your pandemics and your hand sanitizer. Meanwhile, we're missing Moonstruck.
Sorry, I didn't know.
You should be sorry.
I said I was.
Well, at least it ain't bingo night.
Thank God for that.
Anyway, what do you want?
I just wanted to see Amy before...
Amy. It's always Amy. It's never Jake.
Well, she is my... You're right. How are you, Jake?
Oh. Fine. I guess. Thanks for asking.
So?
How
about that lockdown?
I'm already locked down. Have been my whole life. Nothing's going to change for me.
No, I guess not. How are things going for you in here?
Not too bad, actually. Food's not great, but we get to watch Days of Our Lives, and I'm learning macrame.
Really? Amy didn't mention she was learning.
She's not really into it. It's more my thing.
Well, that's great, Jake. I'm happy for you.
Yeah. It's just Amy and me, the way I like it.
Look, Jake, speaking of Amy... I've enjoyed chatting with you and all, but I only get a few minutes, and I'd...
All right. Sure. One more thing. You don't happen to have any smokes on you, do you?
No, sorry, I quit. Why?
Damn it. Big Mabel has some fancy contraband body lotion, and I was hoping to do a trade. Freesia Mist.
Sounds nice. Sorry.
No worries. I'll just step back and let Amy through. Stay safe. Don't touch your face.
Baby?
Amy?
Yeah, it's me.
That was weird. I just had a surprisingly pleasant conversation with Jake.
Yeah, he's happy here. He's got me all to himself. You're not a threat to him anymore.
Huh.
Listen. No matter what he says, don't give him any cigarettes.
Oh, you think he'll smoke them instead of trading for that lotion?
No, I'm afraid he will trade it for that lotion. It smells like 1989 threw up on a Yankee candle.
I miss you.
I miss you too. I'll call.
I'll accept the charges. You stay safe in here, okay? Try to maintain a
6-foot distance. I will. That's one good thing about having a homicidal parasitic twin who controls your body half the time. People keep their distance.
I expect they do. Not me, though. Not by choice.
I know. I love you.
I love you.
Stay inside.
You too.
Bye, baby.
Bye.
Well, howdy, y'all. Season 3 is still on the way, but we hope you'll join us as we check in on your favorite people and places from Seasons 1 and 2. Find out how they're coping with this situation. So until next time, this is Uncanny County, reminding you that although this is a good time to catch up on your reading, you might want to avoid reading aloud from the Necronomicon. It's true, the Deadites are also feeling isolated, but they almost always refuse to keep a safe distance.